o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? Right here. Zombo RCT Pittsburgh. This is Los Venturas. Flat Earth Rocket Man. Before that, we heard Las Limonianas from their new record. With John Spencer, Space Baby. You could tell John Spencer walking down the street on that one, man. Space Baby. Before that, Philip Boa and the Voodoo Club with their version of David Bowie's Starman. Alex Gopher started the whole set off with The Child. And you're listening to RCT Pittsburgh. Zombo and your brain. I should tell you about another show here. Okay? Sure, I will. All right. Let's see what we got here. From here to eternity, I got a phone call, but, you know, that's going to have to wait. Somebody either is not paying attention or it is a telemarketer. Sometimes I'll get a phone call saying, may I speak to the civic activist at the station? And I say, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. Well, how about the person that is in charge of your office supplies? Oh, that's me. I will order a... They used to do that, and then you get to try and trick you into buying toner. Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that fill the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 1980s that you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes, Tuesday, 5 p.m. DJ Tony Tunes. Yeah, that Zombo was a dumb name. Pull up a chair. It's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired. Great. Another great DJ name. Serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Pop, power, pop, jangle, pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the brain. Saturday night, 6 to 7.
It's a different shape than what we were taught.
There we go. Streaming right here on by the way, we do stream here. Yeah. There we go. We do stream here. And you can hear the Zombo repeat show. And that is Mondays. I always forget my show, listen to it. Because like Monday comes around, I'm like, hey, wonder what's on the radio at 9 to noon. And then like I'll think of that. Oh, my rebroadcast. And then it's usually like 5 minutes after 12 when I realize that's happening. Recapping the music finds of 2025, all the really neat stuff. And it's important to listen to new music and keep growing. And music is such a fabulous part of the human experience. It keeps people going. It really keeps people going. You know, you're sad, you put a song on, I feel a little better, you feel a little bit sadder, and you purge, you know, you go, okay, I got all that sadness out of me. And then you hear a song that's very uplifting, you know. And this song in particular, you know, I'm such an advocate of spring. I love when spring is here. It means you just muscle through another winter. And this song says it all. Antenna, come on, spring, in your brain, RCT.
Beckon me, here's my new life. childhood friend.
Je l'aime après.
Thank you. コツコツやり続ければカチコチの口も動き出すはずさ。Believe or not, the voice of God.
It's not right to be alone in this world of mine. Need a friend to cherish and to be by your side. What I'm going to offer will be my greatest gift.
Softly cries. I didn't think that I could live. Oh Lord, be praised for what you give. We looked at each other. What are we supposed to do? I'm alive, and I can't believe it's true. I feel hungry. Guess you feel the same way too.
But don't eat the fruit.
What the hell went wrong in the garden of Eden?
You know, you never know what you're going to hear, and or what I'm going to hear. And I love those last two tunes by a band called Anthony Adverse. The first tune was The Garden of Eden. And the second tune was The Ruling Class, which I believe was a monochrome set tune. That came out in the probably 80s. But man, just discover them now and dig them. Op Oranis was the probably the Japanese girl band. That was just off a Facebook reel. I was like, hey, that's a cool song. So there, Op Oranis, I guess AUP, I don't know. It's on the 7th. That came up that on automatically. Yeah. We heard Everyday Summer by Blueberry Very Blue. That was new. And set started off with Antenna. Even though it's an older record, discovered that this past year. Come on, Spring. And, of course, I'm always going to, any reissue or anything of this band. I was waiting for them to say Orange. The song's Aquarius by Boards of Canada. Hang on. There it comes. There we go. I got the lyrics. There you be with that. All right. Got to tell you about bullying. I'm just going to cut chase. And these days, just run away. Run away. I am very sorry. With your camera over your shoulder, taking a video of what's happening, and get the hell out. Document it. Get the hell out. There's nobody saving us. That's hilarious when you think about it, because you always see in the movies, okay, here comes the cavalry. Okay, here comes the good guy. Where? I see nothing. I see nothing on the horizon. So run! Run! Wait for it to blow over, I guess. It's like some tornado. The tornado comes. Oh, get a picture of that tornado. And you get in the cellar and wait till the tornado passes. Hopefully it's not going to destroy too many things. But it probably will. Survival, man. I'm very sorry. I think that's how my lineage survived. Is by hiding, running away, and living to see another day. I'm sorry. Leave the hero business to the heroes. They're out there. They're great people. I couldn't do that. There's so many things in this world I see people do that I admire, but I could not do. I was like, wow, that's very admirable. That's too hard. Remember, friends, if at first you don't succeed, just give up. There you be with that. All right, you want some more music? Sure, you too. So I told you about bullying. I should tell you the real thing when it tells me to tell you. It says, be a friend of bullies. You can do that. After you get out of the way, you know. Get out of that situation. Help the bully get away from that situation. That can help too. Telling somebody, I don't know who to tell. Who do you tell? You know? You have a better chance telling Ghostbusters than you do any real law enforcement. Be a good example and don't bully. Yeah, there you go. Now, if people just followed that example and didn't bully anybody, we'd be in a great shape. But don't get bullying in audience, all that stuff. But they do get bullying in audience. It's called television. Always watching, just one. It's sickening. It's sickening. The sad thing is, what's going on now isn't even the most cruel things that's ever happened in history. You read back, it's like, oh my gosh, you didn't believe the right thing. They poured boiling lead in your boots while you had them on. They'd stretch. Humans are just so unbelievable. There's no depths. Like, oh, that's unprecedented. No, it's not. No, it's not. We're basically, you know, like I'm saying, half brutal ape, half spaceman. That's all we are. Space aliens came down, bred with the apes. So we have a lot of ape in us. And that's not it's the bad part of the ape. It's not the cute part of the ape where, like, you're picking nits out of the other ape and eating their lice. Because you see apes doing that. Oh, that's really cute. They're grooming each other. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. You're hitting the head over with a rock. And then you get the space alien thing where we get all our technology. Apes with technology. That's why no alien species. Why do you think nobody visits us? Will you go down the street and visit your crazy neighbor? You know the guy's crazy, and you know the guy will probably shoot you if you go on his property. You're going to go visit him? You're going to go see how he's doing? No, you're not. That's exactly how the rest of the universe treats us. Come by and goes, oh, those guys. Yeah, we sent some guy down there a couple thousand years ago to tell him to be nice, and they crucified him. That's what they did to that guy. That's even a folktale from a bunch of other things. We probably had a bunch of spacemen come around, you know, like Eric Von Däniken just died. Chariots of the Gods, dude just died, you know? He's saying, aliens came down here, and they tried to teach us the right things to do. We took their technology, we hit them over the head with a club, and here's where we are today. It's hilarious. That's why they don't come by. What do we got to offer spacemen? Other than coming down and probing us and you know, maybe using us for some experiments. But we have nothing to offer the universe. Nothing. Zero zilch. Because we're a taking culture. The ape in us just makes us want to gather. And what little technology and intelligence we have, we frither away. How about that? How about we're fritherers? All right, want to get back into more music? I sure you do. We all do. Arf, arf. That's the equivalent. I should just bark the whole show. It makes about as much sense as all the other stuff I'm saying. All things folk. And that is dedicated to the tradition and contemporary folk music. Acoustic blues, Americana, covering North America. Tune in Sundays, noon to 2 to 5 on RCT in Pittsburgh. There you go. So there. Yeah, there you go. One Daddy. Oh, I love this tune. By Screaming Miss Jackson. One Daddy, Zombo and Nine Brain, playing new stuff. Love this tune. Dig in. Enjoy. Prop your toe bones up. Nice deep breath. Ah!
One daddy ain't enough for me. One man just ain't enough. I need more than one to keep me strong. One that's sweet, one that's tough. One daddy ain't enough for me. One man just ain't enough. All you boys smile at my words. One daddy. One who'll make me come running when he clicks his heels. One who goes out every night.
What do you mean?
One who'll always say goodnight.
What do you mean?
One who never puts up a fight. And I need one I'll always find ready when I draw the blind. Sweet, one that's tough, one daddy ain't enough for me. One man just ain't enough. All you boys mark my words, one daddy ain't sweet one that's tough, one daddy ain't enough for me. One man just ain't enough. All you boys mark my words. One daddy ain't enough.
What do you mean?
One who sets my heart thumping.
What do you mean?
One who comes keeps it pumping.
What do you mean?
One who sets my goosebumps bumping. And I
need one who'll always come around and keep the horse a jumping.
What do you need?
One who'll always cash my check.
What do you need?
To pay for all my shopping trips.
What do you need?
To keep me rolling in that hay. And I need one big and strong to love me till I'm old and gray. Sweet one that's tough, one daddy ain't enough for me. One man just ain't enough. All you boys mark my words, one daddy ain't enough.
Oh dear, I am worried. I know I'm laughing really, but I am worried. It's my brother's birthday. I don't know what to buy him. Oh dear. Can I ask you a question? A question that's silly. It's something I can't figure out. I hope you won't say no. It's all about my brother. My brother, John Willie. He's joined a nudist colony, so what I want to know, what can you buy a nudist on his birthday? Birthday, what sort of birthday present can you buy? I can't think what to give him, no matter how I try. Do you think he would be allowed to wear his old school tie? What can you give a nudist for a present? The things I used to buy him would be wrong. I'd send a check, but dash it, how can he go out and cash it? What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? What can you give a nudist for his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? Bought a pair of braces just like a silly pup. But what's the good of braces if there's not one sewn enough? What can you give a nudist for a present? I'm sure a bowler hat would be all wrong. And he's not the kind of fella who would need an umbrella. What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? Oh dear, dear. I've been in holy terror that I make an error. I did think of a camera, but snapshots are taboo. A bicycle sounds stupid when you're dressed up like Cupid. I must send something suitable, that's why I'm asking you. What can you give a nudist on his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? And here's another riddle, but give it up I won't. When at a dance, do they wear fancy dress or do they don't? What can you give a nudist for a present? Would be wrong, and a watch chain would look silly draped across the front of Willie. What can you give? What can you give a nudist on his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? I have heard that they play hockey, so something I had got, but I don't know for certain if they wear shin guards or not. What can you give a nudist for a present? A shop girl told me spats would be all wrong. She said, good gracious madam, just imagine spats on Adam. What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? Oh dear, dear, what can I buy? No, let me see. No, honest. Oh, you've just got old.
Oh,
like the groove those guys come up with. Little Barry from the new album Electric Roar. That was Electric Roar from the new album. We heard the Upsetters with Thunderball. And what else did we hear? We heard, Pot-Headed Pixies. That goes out to Marcus Aurelius. Yeah, I've heard Gong and this and that, and I finally got a reissue thing. So that's some Gong. David Allen, one of the original guys from Soft Machine. So nice psychedelic stuff there. But, man, the catalog is so huge, so varied, that you got to pick and choose some things. Another great record, the OCs with Night Expo. And the set started off with the new tune from The Unclaimed, doing Hard to Find. We heard Gracie Fields doing What Can You Give a Nudist on Their Birthday. And we started everything off with Screaming Miss Jackson and the Slap Your Mama Big Band with One Daddy. Yeah. Yeah. You know, keeping in that line, let's just rock this, the new Reverend Peyton Big Band, Big S Band thing. Like a treasure. Look at that. More music, less yelling. RCT, Zombo and Nine Brain.
Yeah. Higher, and he's flying big.